Remarks of the President, Taylorsville, Illinois, 1 November 1952.
You know, I certainly appreciate that greeting. I know you've been doing some thinking. I fear that you've been reading my speeches and believing them, and that's what I want you to do. You know, this is the last day of my campaign tour. I've been about 18,500 miles, and I've made 206 appearances, and I believe we've done a little good for the Democratic Party. I've been traveling up and down the country for the last 6 weeks, doing everything in my power to make sure that the people understand the issues. Next Tuesday, you will be making one of the most important decisions of your lives. You will be deciding whether or not this country is to continue on the road to prosperity and lasting peace. The issues are just as clear and just as simple as that. For 20 years now, the people of this country have placed their faith in the Democratic Party. And we have not let them down. We've developed programs which have led this nation to the greatest prosperity in its history. We've joined with the free countries of the world in a stand against communist aggression. Our leadership in this struggle is the last hope for world peace. Almost every single one of the gains we have made over the past 20 years has come about only after we have defeated the determined opposition and of the reactionary leaders in the Republican Party. The same reactionary wing of the Republican Old Guard is in control of the Republican Party today. If these Republicans gain control of our government, the programs which have meant so much to the working man, the farmer, and the small businessman may be wrecked. Now, I'm particularly anxious that the farmers should consider their condition. You remember in 1948, I came up and down this part of this great state of Illinois and told the farmers just exactly what was happening to them as a result of the action of the 80th Congress. The 81st Congress cured that action, but no longer ago than just recently in this last Congress, the Republicans made a sincere effort to go back to what the 80th Congress had done to the people in the Farm Belt. Now, if they had succeeded in doing what they proposed to do, your support price for corn in this part of the world would have been $1.18 instead of $1.60. That's how much they love you. That's what they want to do to you. And if you let them do it, as I said before, if you let them do it, you ought to have your heads examined. Now, what we've tried to do and what we've succeeded in doing has been to balance the income of this country so the working man got a fair share of it. He's been able to bargain collectively with the biggest of the employers and get fair wages. The farmers have received fair prices for their crops, and the businessmen have all been prosperous. The national income is at $277 billion. The output, the manufacturers and the farmers' output is at $340 billion. Never was anything like it in the history of the world. But the Republicans, if they get in control, they'll fix you all right. I was reading a paper back here in Danville, Illinois, and it had a 20-year-ago column in it. It had an editorial on how bad I am and how much there ought to be a change in Washington, but right along parallel with it was a 20-year-ago column which said on that day, which is October the 26th, just 20 years ago, the low price in wheat had been reached on the Chicago Board of Trade at 44 cents. Now, if you want to change and want to go back to that, well, that's your funeral. I'm just warning you. Now, today we're fighting in Korea alongside of our allies so that we may never have to fight within our own borders in a third world war. But if the Republicans have their way, we may be left without a single strong ally in the struggle against communist aggression. The American people do not have to take a chance on the Republican old guard. They can continue to place their faith in the Democratic Party. the party that has worked unceasingly in the interest of all the plain, everyday people. They can put their trust in the men of proven ability who head the Democratic ticket, John Sparkman and your governor, Adlai Stevenson. All I ask you to do is to look at the record. That's what I've been going up and down the country for, to get people to think and to look at the record. Study the votes of the Republicans and the Democrats in the Congress. Compare the qualifications of the candidates. And then vote for the welfare of this great nation of yours and vote in your interest, in your own interest. If you do just that, I have no doubt of the outcome. Peter Mack will continue his fine work for you in the Congress. Sherwood Dixon will be your next governor, and Sparkman and Stevenson will go to Washington. We'll have 4 more years of good government.